The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
There is a band called Small Town Titans, and they are on TikTok. And they are a metal band that has an ongoing video series that they call Will It Riff.
I have to say, first of all, they're my new favorite band. This morning when I heard about this, I went online, and you know how sometimes you go down that rabbit hole, that wormhole, whatever it is, of whatever, YouTube. I got on TikTok to just see one of the clips that people were talking about. And I ended up spending way too much time watching their videos. I was so entertained by what they're doing because it's just clever and it's different and they do it really freaking well.
They've gone completely viral. What they do is find the barcode on any product and then they translate the numbers on the barcodes into guitar tabs to see if it will riff.
So I kind of understand what they're doing because of just playing in bands. Like, I know some of my buddies, they'll get, like, the tabs and, like, but Danny, you probably understand this better. So, like, if they're, okay, no, he's just looking at me like, no, I just listen to a song and try to play along to it.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of get it, but, like, yeah, for the most part, I've never done, like, the whole tab slash, like, reading. I know how to read music, but it's, like, way too confusing.
So, I mean, I guess the most simplest way, like numbers can also in a sense like represent chords or
frets.
Okay, yeah. So it's like 8 is this part of your guitar, yeah. 9 is this part of your guitar, and so they took like a barcode that will have like 8 6 7 5 3 0 9.
Is that where we're going?
I didn't mean that, but that's exactly where we went, and they'd be able to turn that into guitar chords based on the fret positioning.
Nice.
Okay, got it.
So each song is kind of like a theme then for a product.
Yes.
Which is so amazing. We've got Guinness.
How much weed do you think these guys are smoking to even come up with this idea?
Want to know what Guinness sounds like?
Of course I do.
Will It Riff? Guinness.
Why did you want to drink a Guinness? Guinness needs to buy this.
It's got pipes.
You know what's funny about this is that they've been posting these, and now certain companies' TikToks are requesting them to do, like, I think it was A&W or I think it might have been, like, you know, Dr. Pepper. They're just like, hey, do us, which I think is kind of funny.
So I have a question, though, because isn't every barcode, like, on every can different?
I think so.
So that's just that one can of Guinness.
That specific can of Guinness. Like, maybe the Guinness you get later today is not going to be a good song.
Totally different octaves.
Yeah.
Totally different octaves. This is one for Monster Energy's barcode.
Will It Riff? Monster Energy.
Unleash the Beast.
We need an album.
I think it would be hilarious if they didn't do this, and this is how they came up with their riffs for their songs, and they end up putting out like a great record, but nobody knows except for the bandmates that these were all based on barcodes.
Most of the followers say that they are the biggest fan of their Heinz ketchup theme.
I did start seeing that whenever they would post a video, like, that's great and all, but it's no Heinz ketchup. I'm like, okay, now we have names to these songs.
This is Heinz ketchup.
Will It Riff? Heinz tomato ketchup.
Heinz.
think I like Guinness better.
That had a very Rammstein feel to
for
it.
For sure.
Yeah. I'm leaning more towards Guinness, and then I would put the Monster Energy.
Well, here's one.
I'm not too impressed by Heinz, personally.
It's very time sensitive. People have, I think Girl Scout cookie season is officially over, but you probably have stocked your freezer with some, yeah?
I haven't seen any of the girls outside the QFCs recently.
Yeah, I think you got to stock up in that last week and fill and your freezer. Them. Yep, that's what you do.
Some people get an extra freezer for meat. Others get an extra freezer just for Girl Scout cookies.
So this is their take on Girl Scout cookies.
Will it riff? Thin Mints Girl Scout cookies.
Girl Scout cookies! Okay, that sounds like Limp Bizkit.
Give me something to break. I did it all for the Girl Scout cookie. Girl Scout cookie.
Oh, wait. Somebody's telling us that we were wrong. I bet the barcode is exactly the same on identical items. The barcodes only change between products, and barcodes only change between the products.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay. Good. So it's in every can of Guinness has the same barcode, just like a bottle of Guinness would have its own barcode. Figure it out.
Well, now we did. Straight to the comments.
You could have just given us that information. I do love figure it out.
I mean, I don't know how anybody would necessarily.
Dumbasses.
Sorry,
know
I don't know
that.
Much about my barcodes.
What's wrong with you guys?
So many things.
I can't believe they pay you to do a radio show and you don't even understand how barcodes work. Morons. Figure it out.
Rugaholics.
I don't know why he sounds that way, but I think it's that guy singing.
That's exactly what he sounds like.
The Daily Migs Show.
Barbara Corcoran shared on the Jamie Kern Lima show that she and her husband, Bill Higgins, sleep in separate rooms. And this is the audio from that.
Before we get to you, who's Barbara Corcoran and who is Jamie Higgins?
Shark Tank.
Yes.
Shark Tank. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't know who the guy is, but I know that's, Barbara Corcoran is the Shark Tank lead.
Okay, I was like, these are two names. I have no idea who the hell these people are. But okay, now I got you. I totally picture her, too. She's all right.
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I have to invite him into my bedroom, and I like it that way. He's never invited me back because he knows I'll never come into his bedroom.
What are we doing?
This is strange.
But I have to invite him into my bedroom, and it's like, it's his birthday. How old are you, Bill? Oh, come on in.
Well, can you talk about that? Because does it make it like, you know?
Make sex better? No. But he...
Wow.
There's a pill for that, Barbara.
I feel like there's going to be a strange conversation when she gets home to chat with her husband. Oh, wait, they're not sleeping in the same bedroom, so they probably don't even talk.
But he thinks it does.
Ah, because he knows it's like a sure thing.
Yeah, and I like it because it's a sure thing. not sure, S-U-R-E, but S-H-O-R-T.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Okay, I kind of love this woman.
She's brutally honest.
She is unhinged.
Tell it like it is.
Fantastic. She's like, yeah, if I want to have sex, I'll knock on the door, but let's make it quick, buddy. I got things to do.
I mean, honestly, if she's worth that much money, you know what? She can roast me all she wants.
Right? Yeah. I'll make this as quick as possible.
So this leads us to our simple question today.
Not a sure thing, a short thing.
We'll start with Tracy in Seattle. Tracy, would you be okay sleeping in a different room than your partner?
You know what, guys? I would definitely be okay with him sleeping in another room. He's super stinky, he farts a lot, and he snores. So I do not need that while I'm trying to sleep.
Is this my wife, Sid, calling in?
Sid!
Sid, it's so good to hear from you. You don't have to say your name's Tracy.
Stinky, or is it just, what's going on?
Dude, Tracy, you're going to laugh at this because yesterday I had my yearly physical and I'm talking with the doctor. She's like, so everything's good. I'm like, I seem to have a flatulence problem. And I tell her everything that's going on. And she's like, it's really not that big of a deal. You're fine. I'm like, well, tell that to my wife. And she's like, oh, well, we have probiotics for that.
Thanks, Tracy. Jesse, who is dealing with the recovery of his knee injury and knee surgery,
okay,
in Deming. Jesse, simple question to you. Would you be okay sleeping in a different room than your partner?
Yes, because since the 24th when I hurt my knee, I've been sleeping in a different room since with my wife this whole time. Like, I'm on the couch, she's in the bedroom, And I mean, we're fine. You know, it's nothing weird about it. Obviously, I got a knee issue, but if I didn't have a knee issue, hey, sometimes you need a good night's sleep and you need the bed to yourself. So we're pretty cool about, you know.
Now, are you on the couch because is it just because it's easier to get up and down off of the couch, or is that the reason?
Yeah, my bed probably sits, what, 4 feet high? You know, it's just kind of tall where the couch is nice and low. So, you know, like, that being said, I haven't slept at all. Like, I can't sleep on the couch. Aww. Miserable.
I was about to say, how's the recovery going? But I think you just answered that question.
Yeah, no, drugs.
Don't hide it, Jesse. Don't hide it. Divide it. Good luck in your recovery, Jesse. Justin from Ferndale, simple question. Would you be okay sleeping in a different room than your partner?
I mean, yeah, it's not that big of a deal there. I mean, it's just sleeping, right? But, we've actually discussed this before because one of our kids has been sleeping with us for the past couple of years because of sensory issues. So we've actually discussed it, and I just have no problem doing that.
So who gets the TV for the bedroom, you or her then?
Well, that's the fun thing. So there's a 72 in the bedroom. So, trust me, it used to be smaller, but we got a free one. That was the only place to put it.
72 inches in your bedroom? That's amazing.
Oh, it's ridiculous. It's like a movie theater when you try to go to bed.
That's pretty wild. I can imagine that things look very big on a 72-inch TV in the bedroom.
Somebody said during COVID we did the best sleep I ever had for a year, but I could wake up and turn the light on in the middle of the night if I wanted to, and I don't have to hear the snoring.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what my wife would say. Like, she would just have the issue of, like, just, oh, he snores too much. And also, like Tracy said, the farting as well.
A little toot toot.
A little more than just that. Someone said, I'm 50, and my parents have slept in separate rooms since I was probably 16. He needs it warm with the TV on. She likes it cold and dark with the TV off. It works great for them. They're both in their 80s and still love each other more than anything else. I feel like the older you get, the less you really even care.
Yeah.
You're like, we know we love each other. We don't need to go to bed together.
Yes. So now we've heard from our rockaholics. But what about us? What about our partners?
The Daily Mix Show.
If you are just joining us this morning, we have been talking about whether or not you would be okay with you and your partner sleeping in separate rooms.
We're getting a ton of text messages about this right now. Some people are saying, mainly, a lot of them are bringing up the CPAP machine. And they're he can sleep in the other room because that thing is too loud for me.
A lot of rockaholics seem to be okay with it, but what about our spouses is what we're curious about. So we asked them, and we will start with my dear husband, Brad.
Oh, honey.
Yes.
I have a question to ask.
He always sounds like he's like building, like he's like a mad scientist getting ready. Yes. What would you like?
See, and to me, he sounds like a big teddy bear.
Yes.
Just very like almost, actually, you know what? Almost like a Santa Claus. Like, aww. I just want to give him a hug.
Oh, man. When he goes full gray, he would be a great Santa Claus.
Yes.
Like Stoner Claus.
Yes. He brings buds to all the good parents in the world.
Yes.
I have a question to ask. If you have a moment, please.
You have a moment.
Okay. So Barbara Corcoran recently shared on the Jamie Kern Lima show that she and her husband, Bill Higgins, have slept in separate rooms for some amount of time. So I want to know, would you be okay sleeping in a different room than me?
All right. Before we get to his answer, Danny, what do you think? Yes or no? From Stoner Claus.
I'm going to go with no. I feel like Brad is a snuggler.
Sarah?
I completely agree.
Same. Mm. Let's see what happens.
I don't like that idea, no.
Aww.
I don't like that idea either.
Aw.
Well, then, subject is dealt with, isn't it? Wow.
So you'll wear your CPAP tonight?
It's ready to go.
I love you.
So does he not like wearing the CPAP?
Do you think he wore it last night?
I'm guessing no, based on the look on your face.
He did not.
You look like you want to murder someone.
At about 2 a.m., he started snoring, so then I had to give him a big arm punch. What the hell, buddy?
Can you put it on him as he's sleeping? I have no idea.
I have not attempted that yet, but I might.
I feel like I'm probably not that far away from having to get one of those things.
He's got the one with the nose the nose pillows, so you have to get them like real exact. I don't know if I could do it, but I might try.
You try it tonight. See what happens.
So let's check in with your wife, Sid.
So today's big question. We were reading a story about how this celebrity couple, they don't sleep in the same room, they sleep in separate beds. Would you be okay with sleeping in separate beds?
All right, what do you think she's going to say?
I think based on your admission of flatulence and snoring, I'm going to say yes.
Danny?
I'm going to go with absolutely yes.
Sarah?
I was going to say no.
All right, let's find out.
It's kind of weird when you're married.
I agree. Yeah. I thought for sure you're going to say yes.
Now, if you kept farting all night.
There it is.
Her in the farts. It's always coming up.
Or snoring, but that's just when I plug your nose.
Dude, she does that, and it freaks me the F out. The first time she did that, she covered my nose. I thought she was trying to kill me. I was like, I thought I knew this woman, because we never lived together until we got married. And so then all of a sudden, I'm waking up to her with her hand over my nose and mouth. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, you're snoring. I'm like, you're attempting murder.
Well, yeah, because that's just like, you can't breathe if you do that, right?
Yes. It freaked me the hell out.
I was going to say, I mean, she could just say she's trying to make you not snore. You never know, though.
The long game. We're going.
And startle me when I wake up.
But no, yeah. We
could
sleep in the same bed.
Nice. Tatum, what do you think? Did you do a monkey flip earlier today?
Uh-huh.
Was it awesome?
Uh-huh.
She was very excited today. Yesterday at gymnastics, she did a monkey flip all on her own, and she was fired up when I came home. Never
I
seen
love
her happier.
That.
Yeah.
All right. Now we got to go to our boy George,
save
Sarah's
the best
husband.
For last.
Oh, man.
Hey, babe.
Hey.
I know you love me so much, right?
Yes.
But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Would you be okay sleeping in a different room than me?
Like forever?
Oh, yeah. What do we think?
I'm going to say no. I think George is a snuggle bug.
What do you think?
Based on that, I'm going to go with no, but I think that he really thinks yes.
Deep down inside.
Really just wants his own house.
Also the long game for him. Yeah. He's working to get both of them out of there.
Yeah.
Do I have a bed? Is it like my own room?
Yeah, like you have your own room.
Like what old people do?
Yeah, you're not just like on the street or something. Okay. You have your own room and own bed and everything.
But like, I mean, it would be fine, I guess. But like, no, I don't know. No.
He's so scared to give his real answer because he doesn't want the wrath that is Sarah.
In 6 seconds. This man changed his mind, I think, 3 times.
He's watching her face. That's what's happening. He's watching her face as she's asking this.
It's like this internal dialogue that happened within seconds. Yeah, let's listen to that part again. In 6 seconds, this happens. He goes from, yeah, no.
I mean, it would be fine.
Okay, there he goes. He's all right with it at first.
I guess.
He's starting to look at your face. You're right, Danny.
Yep. But, like, no?
Now he's...
I like that it's a question every time. Yes? No?
Now he's starting to see maybe you're perking your face up like, oh, yeah, that's the right answer. And then he says it definitively, yeah. No. Yeah.
I don't know. No.
That's amazing.
It's our room. Like, why do I get shoved in the other room? It's going to be, like, a little tiny room, like, underneath the stairs or what?
What kind of scenario is he making up?
He's just unpacking so much.
George, blink twice if you're in trouble, okay?
It's, maybe Brad's not the stoner, and it's George.
I don't know, but my face is like, just answer the question. This isn't rocket science, dude.
I feel like someone should get shoved in a different room if they snore.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, kick me out, dude. I don't care if I'm snoring, dude. Here.
Don't worry. We'll make sweet love before I'll kick you out.
Okay.
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 Dodge that bullet.
He's like, I still get sweet love? Cool.
In.
Also, where do you think he slept last night?
With you.
We fell asleep in the bed, and then he ended up on the couch.
Because
that mofo has a doctor's appointment because he needs a sleep app machine.
Did you kick him out of the bed?
Absolutely.
What?
So he has an appointment?
I'm sorry, your wife is trying to kill you. At least I kicked mine out of the bed.
But at least she lets me stay in bed. So if I die, I'll be in the bed.
That's so sweet. Just like The Notebook.
Oh my gosh.
The Daily Migs Show.